Greetings and welcome back to another and ongoing series of Shir Mandaf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in the 6th and 7th Mishnayot of the 6th Perek of Bab Metzia and Daf Pei Amud Bet. Kol ha'umanin shomer sachar hein. The status of an uman when he takes work in is shomer sachar. Hulan shamru tol et shachava ve'ma'ot, but whenever they say, we finished the job, come and take your thing and bring money, in that order. Shomer chinam. Then their status changes to shomer chinam. We'll see variations on this in the next podcast. Shmor li veshmor lecha. Let's say two people say, I'll watch for you and you watch something for me. Shomer sachar. Shmor li v'amar lo hanach lefanai. If a guy says, watch it for me, the other guy says, just put it down in front of me, then shomer chinam. And we'll see a variation on that in the Gemara also. Mishnah Zayin, we will get back to in the next podcast because we're not even going to touch it in this podcast. So skip to the Gemara. Lema manita delokar meir. It sounds like our Mishnah does not comport with Rav Meir. Why? D'tanya socher ketzad mishalem. We've seen this machloket already about what a renter is, because, as Rashi points out here, the three shomrim that are listed in the Torah are shomer chinam, shomer sachar, and shoel. Socher is not there. As machloket Rav Meir Rabbi Yehuda about what a socher is. Rav Meir omer kashomer chinam, Rav Yehuda omer kashomer sachar, that a Rabbi Yehuda would say that a socher is like a shomer sachar. Rav Meir says like a shomer chinam. And therefore, our Mishnah has an uman, which is something like a socher, because he is improving on the work. That's sort of like his payment. And he's dealt with as a shomer sachar, like Rabbi Yehuda. The answer is, afilu temer Rav Meir. The truth is, Rav Meir could be the author of our Mishnah. And he says, ba'i hanar de kashavi kuliyama v'agir leila didei, the hanar that he's getting, that you've chosen among all the workers, this fellow to work on your thing, that's the sachar he's getting over and above the work that he's doing that makes him a shomer sachar. So yachi socher nami, if that's the case, then a regular renter should be that way. The fact that this fellow ignores everybody else and agrees to rent to you should be the hana. So that doesn't work. But we could still defend our mission as being Rameir. As Rashi points out, it's impossible to have exact payment. So the little bit extra that you pay, shomer sachar, that makes you a shomer sachar. In other words, normally a socher pays exactly for what he's renting, and therefore a mayor could say he's basically a shomer chinam. But a fellow who's getting paid to do work on something is probably going to get paid a touch more than if the work is actually worth, and that extra should make him a shomer sachar. So if that's the case, socher nami, milo askin nukamash v'leitz v'porta, even the case of a renter. What would happen in a case where the renter paid a little bit less than the rental is worth? Shouldn't he be a shomer sachar? And Rav Meir doesn't make that distinction. Ala filu tim Rav Meir, as you can see, we're very much pushing to try to make Rav Meir inclusive or the author of the Mishnah. Bayanad the tofi slay aigre. The fact that the uman is holding on to the item, which is kind of like a surety against getting paid, to the boy lemeo malfe kazuze, he doesn't have to go running around looking for money. He's holding it. The fellow's going to have to come to him to get his item back, his dyed wool or whatever it may be, and pay him the money. Havyele shomer sachar. That is a little bit of a sachar for him, the fact that he doesn't have to run around finding business. Business came to him, and that's why he's a shomer sachar, which is untrue about a socher who has to go out and find the thing to rent. That's possibility one. We've seen this already, that there was a flipped version of Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda's positions. Rabbi Bar Avua learned, Shomer Ketzad Mishalem, Socher Ketzad Mishalem, Rav Meir Omer Kashomer Socher, Rav Yehuda Omer Kashomer Chinam. In which case, our Mishnah is absolutely Rav Meir, because, as we said, an Uman is very much like a Socher, and Rav Meir, according to this version, says a Socher is a Shomer Sachar, which our Mishnah said about an Uman. Okay, but in every case where the uman says, come, take your stuff and bring money, he's a shomer chinam. Tanan hatam. We have the following Mishnah. Amar lo shoel shlach. V'shalcha umeita. This is a little bit later on in our Masechet, with in Perek Chet, the Mishnah Gimel, when somebody borrows a cow. If somebody borrows a cow and the shoel says to the lender, send the cow, v'shalcha, and he sent it through an agent of the borrower, umeita chayav. So the minute that the lender hands it over to the agent of the borrower, then he's already chayav for her own siman and died. He's chayav. V'chein mishash shemachzira. The same is true when the borrower sends it back. Amrav marpap, amrav chista, lo shanu ela shechzira betoch me shelata. But Rav Chista had the following observation. This is only true if you returned it during the period of borrowing. For instance, you borrowed it for 30 days. On day 28, you were finished, you sent it back and it died, then you're chayav. But if you sent it back after day 30, you're no longer a shoel, and now you're patur. That's the comment on the Mishnah Perek Chet. Now, Meiti Rachma Papa, this is version one of the take. Nachum Bar Papa challenged Rav Chista by saying, a challenge really, really rough from Bar Papa, evidently his brother, and challenged as follows. V'chulan shamru tolot shochava ve'ma'ot shomer chinam. In our case, we said that when you say, come and take the thing and bring the money, you have a din of a shomer chinam. What's the implication? Hagmartiv shomer sachar. If all you say is, I finished the work, but not, come pick it up and I'll give you and bring the money, then you're still a Shomer Sachar, which means that you maintain your earlier status even though you finished the job, implying that when you finish the 30 days or however long it is of borrowing, you're still a Shoel until you return it. So that would challenge Rav Chista's caveat on the Mishnah. So, lo, ha, ve ma'od tol tzolcha, Shomer Sachar. No, the implication that you read, the inference that you read from our Mishnah is incorrect. If you said bring money, what's the implication? If you said come and take your thing and bring money, you're a Shomer Chinam. If you flipped it and said bring money and then take your thing, then you're a Shomer Sachar. Meaning you made it clear that you're not giving the thing up without getting paid, then you're a Shomer Sachar. Avol gemartiv mai, but what if you just say I'm finished the job, what's your status? Shomer Chinam. And thus it comports with Rav Chista's caveat. If that's the case, why did the Mishnah pick Tolot Shalcha? Why didn't the Mishnah pick a bigger Chiddush and say, if you let the guy know you finished the job, you're immediately Shomer Chinam? And then certainly I'll know that if you say, come pick it up and bring the money, you're a Shomer Chinam. The answer is Tolot Shalcha, it's Tzuri Chalei. I needed to mention that. If you said to the guy, come pick your thing up and pay me, you're not a Shomer Chinam at all. All you are is a guy who has this guy's thing there with no responsibility whatsoever. He has to pick it up right away. In the meantime, you're a Balcho that he owes you money. Kamash Malan, therefore, the Mishnah teaches that Tol Shalcha, you're still a Shomer Chinam. That's version one of Rav Nachum Bar Papa's Atkafta on the report in Rav Chista's name. Ikedamri, we have another version. I'm Rav Nachum Bar Papa, Afanana Mitanina, that he didn't challenge, but rather he supported the report by being Madaik from a Mishnah. In other words, now he understands it the way that we concluded originally, which is that if you say, I finished, that's the same thing as saying, pick it up and bring the money. Lo, Tol Chachashani. The answer we say here in this version is no, that the inference is wrong. And if you say gemartiv, it may indeed be that you're still a Shomer Sachar. Huna bar maremar kame de Ravina, rami matnitin adadi ushani. So we have a student in front of Ravina who challenged by bringing both these mishnayot and creating a contradiction and then answering. Tnan v'klan shamu tol chachavim ma'ot shemachinam. V'adin l'gmartiv, he made the assumption that Rav Nachum Bar Papa made in the second version, that even if you just say, I finished, you're now a Shomer Chinam. Minim arlo shoel shlach v'shalcha meita chayav v'chein shasha machzira. And he challenged it from the simple read of the Mishnah in Perek Chet, that if the fellow sends back the animal and it dies on the way, he's chayav, means he's still a shoel. U'mashani, and what was that? So Rav Nachum Bar Papa, Rav Chista, he answered it by using Rav Chista. Lo shanu ela shemachzir b'tochim e'en she'lata. That's only if you returned it during the period. If you returned it after the period, then you are patur. Good. Ibayaluhu. When we say patur in that case, patur mishol v'chayv k'shomer sachar, when the shoel sends back the animal after the period, is he now exempt as a shoel, but he's chayv as a shomer sachar, like Geneva? Maybe he's not even a shomer sachar. Maybe he's just returning an animal, like a shomer aveda. Remember, it says the simple read of it is that he goes down one notch in liability from Shoel to Shomer Sachar. While Why? Hoyel v'nehana mehanehave. Because after all, he's still getting hanoa, and he got hanoa, so therefore, we can't call him a shomer chinam, or less than that, he got hanoa from the animal, from having the animal. Tanya kavatei damemar. We have a brayta that supports this ruling. Halokeach kelim beit ha'uman l'shagran l'beit chamiv. Let's say a guy takes something sort of on consignment. He takes something from an artisan to send it to his prospective father-in-law. If they like them and they take them, I'll pay you for them. If not, then I'll pay you tovatana, which means I'll return the item and I will pay you the value that I got from the fact that they were happy that I sent them a gift. But it wasn't a gift they particularly wanted. Okay, that's the setup. Now, and on the way to sending it to his father-in-law's house, something happened to them. He's chayav. Bachazira patur, but if it's on the way back to the artisan, then he's patur. Why? Neshu can also say sachar. At that point, he's a shomer sachar. So what do we see from this ruling, that is from this braita, that when you are in a status of a shoel, on the way back when you've returned it, when you're no longer going to use it, you still have a din of shomer sachar. You're no longer a shoel, but since you got hanoa, you are a shomer sachar. Hahu gavra dezavin lechamra lechavre. Guy sold a donkey. Amar lechamam tina leleduchta plani. I'm going to take it to a particular place. Imiz dab namuta. If I can sell it, they're fine. Vilo madarna la nialach. I'll give it back to you. In other words, I'm buying it from you on condition that I'm able to sell it somewhere. Azav lois dabna. He went to that place and it wasn't sold. Uvahadu kaata itnis. And on the way back, it was nenas, got killed or something. Ata lechamra Rav Nachman. They came to Rav Nachman. And asked the question whether or not he was liable. Chive, Rav Nachman said he's chayiv. Eitra, Rav Nachman, Rav challenged Rav Nachman saying, Nansu, Palicha chayiv, Machazor apater, Neshu can no say sachar. On the way back from the town where he couldn't find a buyer for the donkey, he should be considered a no say sachar. And therefore he should be patur for paying. So Malay Chazar Dahai Halichahi. This guy, even on the way back, he's still Halicha. Why? My time, So Ru Chazirato, Ilu Ashkach Lizvunim, Ilu Azavna. Even on the way back, if he finds a buyer, then that's still good. In other words, in the case that in the Brita that we used, the fellow is sending it to one place, his father-in-law's house. If they don't like it, it's going back. There's nobody on the way. He's giving a gift. So therefore, there's such a thing as on the way, and there's a different thing on the way back. But here Rav Nachman said, at any point in the journey, it's on the way, because anywhere he can find a buyer, he will sell it. Okay, the last piece we saw was Shmor li v'shmor lecha. If two guys agree, I'll watch for you, and then you watch for me, Shomer Sachar. V'amai. Now the assumption here is it means that we both have some stuff. I'll watch it one day, you watch it the other day, and as we watch it together, Amai Shmir b'balimi. Now this needs a little bit of introduction. Remember, there's three shomrim that are mentioned explicitly in the Torah. One of the greatest liability, of course, is the shoel. And in the shoel, you have the phrase, ba'alav imo lo yishalem. If the owner is with him, then he's patur. Ba'alav ein imo shalem yishalem. If the owner's not with him, then he has to pay, meaning if the owner's with him at the time. So let's say you borrow a cow and the owner comes and plows with you and the cow drops dead. Not in the middle of cowing, of plowing. If something else drops dead, you're putter, because by shmir b'bailim. So here it sounds like shmir b'bailim because both of the fellows own both the things that are being watched, which means that the owner is part of the watching. Papa said, what happened here is he said, you watch today, I'll watch tomorrow, meaning that each day, I'm watching stuff that isn't mine. And the Bailim is not there. It's not like we'll both watch together. Tana Rabbanan, Shmor li v'shmor lecha, Shileini v'shilcha. If a guy says, watch for me and I'll watch for you, lend something to me and then I'll lend something to you. Shmor li v'shilcha, Shileini v'shmor lecha, or mix them. I'll watch something for you and then I'll lend something to you and vice versa. Kulana sin shomer sachar zelazed. They all become shomer sachar. Again, the question of Amai Shmir Rabbailimhi. Here you have the owners involved in the Shmir itself. Why should be a shomer sachar? She put to the gamre. So Rav Papa said the same thing. Where the deal was, today I'm watching it totally, tomorrow you're watching it totally. Alright, so now we hear a story. Hanu ha'aloi, people who worked with aloe. What they would do is each day one guy would bake bread for evidently for their meal while they were working, and they took turns. Hahu Yoma Amr Le Lechad Minai. One day they told one guy, Zil Afilan, you cook, you bake for us. Amr Lehu, Naturally Glimoi, so watch my clothes. Ada'ata Pashu Bava Ignov. In the meantime, before he came, they were neglectful, they didn't watch them carefully, and they got stolen. So Ata the Kamen Rav Papa, they came to Rav Papa, the guy wanted his money back for his clothes. Chivinu, he said, you guys are Chayiv. Amr Rabban Rav Papa, so the student said to Rav Papa, Amai, Pshia Babaili me. Right? Again, the same problem. That after all, they're all co-owners on this thing. And he was part of what was going on since he was baking for them, so it's as if he was present. Ichsif, Rav Papa was embarrassed, in the sense is that the implication is that the question was a good question, he didn't have an answer. It turned out that when the guy was supposed to be baking bread, he actually wasn't, he was drinking. Now, that means that he was Poshea himself, and therefore, they really were Chayiv. So that works if you say that pshia b'baylim pater, that even if the baylim are there, but even if they're neglectful, then you're still pater from paying. Now I understand why Papa was embarrassed, because he really was wrong. But according to the opinion that says pshia b'baylim yuchayev, which means if the baylim are neglectful, then they're out of the picture, and you didn't watch it properly, yuchayev. Why was Papa embarrassed? He had a good response. So the whole story was wrong. Elahu yom alav didehu. The answer is it wasn't his day to bake. V'amrulei the didehu. They said to him, Zil afilanat, you could bake anyways. V'ubahu agra deka afina l'chunaturu glimoi. You're going to pay me extra. You should pay me extra for baking for you today. With that sachar, watch my glima. Now there's shomrei sachar. Ada'ata igniv. So there was no pshia, but the thing got stolen. And now they're nidona shomrei sachar. Atu l'kamer of Papa. So they came to Rav Papa, Chivinu, and he said, Yochayev. Now Yochayev, not because of neglect, but Yochayev because you're Shomrei Sachar, and the thing was stolen. Amr Rabban Rav Papa, so in this version, the student said to Rav Papa, Hashmer Rabbailim, again, Shmer Rabbailim, Ichsif, again, he was embarrassed. Sofik Lamelta, he shot a Shikra Avishati. It turned out that the guy wasn't baking anything. At the time the thing was stolen, he was drinking, which means he wasn't really part of the Bailim there. And therefore, that's why Rav Papa really was right to be Machayev him. Hanu betrayed Avu Kamasku Buurcha, the two guys going on the road. Chad Arich Chad Gutsa, one of them was taller, one of them was shorter, was only slightly relevant to the story. Aricha Rachiv Chamra, Bahavilestina, the tall one, was sitting on the donkey and he had a blanket. Gutsa Michsi Sarval, the other one had a wool garment that he was wearing. Kamaski Bachari, he was walking on his feet. Kimata the Nar, when they got to the river, he didn't want the wool garment to get all wet. Shakla the Sarvala, he took his garment. V'otvi Lavi Chamra, he put it on the donkey. V'shakla the Stine Dahu, and he took the other guy's blanket, Ichsibe, and he covered himself with it. Either he wasn't wearing anything, or he was wearing not enough, or something, he needed something to cover himself. Shtafua Maya Listine. So what happened is the sadin that he took got taken by the river and was lost. Atala came to Rava. So they came to Rava. This fellow saying, I want him to pay me for my blanket. Chive. Rava said, Yuchayev. I'm Rabban on the Rava. Amai Sheila Babaili me. What are you talking about? The owner is right there. So Ichsif, Rava was embarrassed. The Sufik line melted it below Date Shakli. And it turned out later when they investigated, the short guy took it without asking permission of the tall guy who owned it. And he didn't ask his permission to put the other thing on top of the donkey. So therefore he's simply Goslin, certainly he's Chayev. Hahu Gavra de Okar le Chamra le Chavre. By the way, these cases, both Rav Papa and Rava, seem to indicate that notion that there's a siyata d'shmaya when it comes to Psak Halacha, and the posek paskin correctly, and then later when we investigated, we found out that based on the information he really had hit the proper psak. Hahu Gavra de Okar le Chamra le Chavre. A fellow rented out a donkey to another fellow. He said, don't go by that route, the way by Nahar Pekod, because there's a lot of water and the donkey's going to fall into the river or whatever. Zil ba'orcha de Nersh, go by the route of Nersh, the Lake Amaya. It's a dry path. Azil ba'orcha de Nahar Pekod, the guy took the donkey the wrong way. Umit chamer, the donkey died. Ki'ata Amar, when he came, he said, yeah, the donkey's dead, in, but Urcha and Arpakot, as they went the wrong way, Miulei Kamaya, but guess what? There was no water there. So Amarle Rava said, Malu Lashakir, we should make the guy exempt. Because why? Because he gained nothing from his lie. We have to believe that he's telling the truth, that there was no water there. Because he wanted to lie, boy, Amarle, Anaba Orchad Neershazli, he could have said, I went the right way. Nobody would know differently. There's no witnesses. So the fact that he admitted to going the wrong way gives him credibility to say that there was no water. Amale Abaye, Abaye said back to Rava, Mala Shakir, Malkamedim, Lomrinan. We don't employ Mala Lashakir, meaning credibility granted based on the idea that if you wanted to lie, you had a better lie, as opposed to Edim. And we are all Edim that there's always water in the area of Nahar Pekod, and therefore that knowledge of ours trumps the Mala Lashakir and the guy we assume to be lying, that there really was water, and therefore he's chayiv to pay for the donkey that was lost. Okay, we'll pause at this point, and Mirza Hashem in the next podcast, pick up in the middle of Daf Pei Aleph Amud Bet, and go to the Mishnah on Pei Bet Amud Bet. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.